Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending? Big night for Major League Baseball last night. The Jays are headed to the World Series. There it is. That all happened in Toronto last night. Mariners were in Toronto, and Jays going back to the World Series. It was the late 1900s last time the Jays made their way to the World Series. So
wow.
There it is. That series with the Dodgers gets going on Friday night. Sabres in Montreal last night did not get the dub. They were doubled up 4-2 by Montreal, and that two-game winning streak comes to an end. Big talk in Washington. First off, have you seen what they've been doing to the White House with the remodel?
No, I haven't.
The cranes? Well, they're ripping down one of the buildings at the White House. It's something because I remember it was a few months ago when the president talked about building this huge, massive ballroom. And he did say the words, "Don't worry, it won't affect any of the existing structure. It'll come close, but everything here is untouchable." Guess what? Plans changed, and now they are ripping down a portion of the White House. They had the cranes. As he's doing presidential stuff, hosting groups of people visiting and whatever, there's cranes in the background ripping down walls at the White House, and it just it was a sight to see. Hasn't been this big a major overhaul of the White House, I think, in 60 or 70 years. So building his big ballroom set to hold 999 people. Didn't want to go for 1,000. One short. So don't know the timeline on this, but the demo work has begun at the White House. The other big talk is, will he commute the sentence of Diddy? Will Diddy walk? Not completely turn it over, not pardon him, but commuting the sentence. That is a report that came out. TMZ was reporting that the president is considering commuting Diddy's roughly 50-month prison sentence as early as this week. The White House has denied the report. At the same time, Diddy's team is looking to completely appeal his conviction and prison sentence. So they were in court for that with the chatter at the White House that maybe there is a commuting coming up for Diddy, meaning he would walk. So perhaps this week, perhaps next week, perhaps nothing. But that is one of the hot rumors happening in Washington right now. Man stopped at the airport in Atlanta before he shot it up. There's a 49-year-old man. His family called authorities saying this family member is streaming some pretty wild stuff online and has intentions to shoot up the airport. So the family sends a photo to authorities, and the guy turns up at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, a very busy airport. He had a weapon in his vehicle. He walked in the terminal like anybody would walk in a terminal, just kind of, you know, walking around. They spot him right away, take him down. I think they stopped something really bad from happening. Authorities credited the family's tip and rapid police response to averting what appeared to be a tragedy. He was steps away from grabbing his weapon. So he's been charged with multiple threats, attempted aggravated assault. He was a convicted felon, not supposed to have that weapon, but good work from LEOs at the Atlanta airport. And finally, Jan, you were talking about it, the price of turkey going up for the holidays and for Thanksgiving coming up. That's kind of a turkey popular time. Mm-hmm. U.S. turkey flock has dropped to its smallest size in 40 years, meaning the available birds to cook up are down mostly because of the bird flu. And they're saying that prices have jumped about 40% compared to last year, with some wholesale prices reaching $132 a pound. Some retailers will have just very low prices just to bring you in, so they'll do a loss leader on the turkey. But you're going to pay more. Cheap birds going to be hard to come by for this Thanksgiving, so spending a little bit more for Thanksgiving. That's it for your news and views this morning. News is brought to you by Damon University, and they've got a huge fall open house going on. Make sure you stop by and check that out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.